As we deal with the society and with people around us, including with the environment, it's really hard to feel something that there isn't right with us. There is something that made us feel excessive worry and even fear. Sometimes we try to cope from the things that we didn't really expect to happen. And sometimes there are hard times on dark days and dark moments. We don't know what to do. It's just that we don't know how to work with it, how to cope with it. That's the darkest time in our life. We know that having anxiety is the most lonely and most isolating things to have in our life. It is our worst enemy because it lives in our head. And this kind of enemy, Bito guys, is something that we cannot have physically. We cannot solve it because it's not tangible. And we need to find things on how to fight those voices inside our head. And as we deal deeper to this topic and to this episode, let's find what is the most effective solution to address anxiety. Because there are times sa akong life, bitaw guys. Siguro as I grow older, I experience different things. And as life, it gets sometimes excited, bitaw. And sometimes it gets thrill and problematic. Wala ko ka-experience ko sometimes og kanang something nga mura bitog maka-triggers ako. And I didn't know as I go deeper bito and thinking, encountering different problems bito, I didn't notice na usahay naka-feel na day ko ba kanang excessive fear. Sometimes I get to think something nga to happen which is not really nga mahitabo, but I think a lot nga mag-think na ka sa mga possibilities whether it's good or bad, but sometimes it's bad, you know? And it's hard because dealing with anxiety is like dealing with your own shadow. And dili nimo siya makita kung walay suga. So you need to find a light to fight those anxiety attacks. So what is anxiety? Unsa dili ni anxiety? Unsa dili ni siya? How do we cope from this? How do we find ways on solving anxiety? So now, according to a research, no, anxiety attack, according to verywellhealth.com, anxiety attack is a symptom that typically include a sudden onset of shortness of breath, heart palpitations, uncontrollable thoughts, and feelings of panic. Mahitabo daw ni siya guys with an episode of extreme and excessive worry bito. Sometimes you feel discomfort or fear lasting anywhere from a few seconds, approximately siguro mga 15 to 20 minutes, you know, a maximum. Now, so that is the definition for the anxiety attack. Karon unsa man gyud ning anxiety? Anxiety is defined according to healthyplace.com. Now, it is an excessive worry and fear, and we are living with anxiety. Sometimes we are not aware of it all. We give up on things in life that were once joyful, and it's not that we want to give up what we love in instead, anxiety is so all-consuming that it's heavy and burdensome. Anxiety is hard to carry. So, kani si anxiety, isa ni siya sa ato ang mga package na dala, no? Kung ga-travel, kumbaga, when we try to think na logically, hatagtag example, muratag ka ng pilgrim ito na naidala backpack sa likod. And appeal na sa ato ang backpack, ang anxiety, that wherever we go, we try to experience it. Even though diligent na to siya, itry, anxiety will always exist in a manner of anything. And sometimes we don't even need to ask na mag-exist siya. Pero naa siya, as always. So, anxiety, upon occurring aning anxiety, muna siyang kanang lisod i-handle. Anxiety attacks. Most likely, I encounter anxiety attacks more way back, years ago. And it's very hard to handle, guys. Promise. I experience ko kanang maglisod o ginhawa, maragmugaan ang imong ulo, and sometimes more ako kasukaon sa ano. And I think too much, kanang maka-experience ka anxiety with ito, maroon na kag makahilak. And sa mutuo mo sa dili, guys, tungod sa anxiety, and siguro nadala na pa sa mga problems before, I always cry. I tend to cry. Muhilak jud ko. Because I don't know how to feel it, how to cope with it. It's just bleak and dark with ang feeling. So upon having these anxiety attacks, including panic attacks, it overwhelms me ba that I don't know what to do. So I just cry lang sa una. And mo-trigger siya. Mo-trigger. Na-trigger ang anxiety attacks. So basically, there are different symptoms of anxiety attack. Well, according to Very Well Health, .com, that symptoms of anxiety daw is moto, panington ka, magsuka, sometimes irritable, but most likely you will experience shortness of breathing, heart palpitations, chest pains, lightheadedness, and intense feelings of panic, fear, or doom. Pero lahi ni siya, guys, ha? Lahi ang anxiety attacks. Anxiety attacks o panic attack. The term panic attack, manggod, is recognized according daw sa American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorder, or DSM-5, na ang panic attack is not diagnosable condition on its own, but it is a central symptom of panic disorder, as well as other anxiety disorder daw. So it can be expected with people who have specific fears like spiders or unexpected event with no history of the specific cue. There is no hard and fast rule about what differentiates sa anxiety attack o panic attack. Pero however, you might think of an anxiety attack as something broader in nature bitaw. So anxiety attacks can be mild, moderate, or severe, and encompass bitaw of the symptoms of anxiety. Contrastingly, kaning panic attacks pod are disruptive and severe. Per the symptoms of panic attacks as defined according to DSM-5. DSM-5 mo na yung mga subnormal psychology na isa sa mga module na mga ginagamit. And effective siya, guys. So, it's hard. It's hard to deal with anxiety. Like, all the time, we feel it. It's like, mura siyag shadow nga kasunod-sunod sa tua. Mura siyag sun nga everywhere we go, it reaches the sunlight. Anxiety is us. And sometimes there are voices in our head bitaw that tends to shout on us nga dili ka enough, dili ka nga na, so you are worried, you feel these kind of restlessness and even fatigue. Sometimes gani ang uban maka-feel og muscle tension, and pinaka-worst na is nanay sleep disturbances. sa ima deprive na imong sleep ito. And common yun siya, panic attacks. So upon dealing with anxiety, ako pila na ko ka years ga deal ni anxiety, guys. Gihimo na ko siyang best friend that every time I try to encounter or even encounter anxiety, dili na ko mag-ul. Like, okay, anxiety is there, but I tried to fight. Pero instead nga mo fight, more siya ka na bitong dili naman siya malikayan, so imo na lang gi best friend. So nga na lang, be friends with your demons siguro, or inner demons ang term ana nila. So anxiety is there within me, but ako siyang gi-friend. And the moment day nga imo siyang i-accept bitaw ang anxiety, from time to time wala ni mo napantayan nga naghinay-hinay na day ka cope. And that's how I did up until now. I think it's the best strategy po no ning ako ang mga ginabuhat. So ako ang ginabuhat, guys, every time bitaw maka-encounter ko anxiety attacks. Dili jud na mawala ang breathing exercise, no, para makalm ang akong lawas bitaw sa stress response. So try ko ginhawa slowly gikan sa akong ilong through my nose, mag-ihap ko up to 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then holding my breath and for a count of 4, and then exhaling it slowly through my mouth and counting of 4. So ingani na siya, mag-count kag 4 upon inhaling, and then holding your breath, and then exhaling 4 seconds upon, and repeat this several times until you feel more relaxed. And it's very effective, guys. Kay sometimes one good isa po sa panic attacks and anxiety attacks is shortness of breathing man. So ang atong heartan is magpump og paspas. And the tendency is the more magpaspas o pump ang atong heart, the more dilita ka apas og inhawa. So to sustain the oxygen needed siguro, pati ang release carbon dioxide, is to breathe slowly para makompensate bitaw itong mga kulba sa sulod. So the more relaxed ta na maginhawa, the more pod ma-aid ang kakulba sa to ang heart, and more siya ka na muscle relaxation bitaw. Mo involve man siya tensing and relaxing different muscles groups in your body as you get calm sa imong breathing exercise. Ma-relax po ang other parts sa imong lawas. And at some point, it will develop easily sa imong mindfulness techniques pito, such as meditation or guided imagery. So the moment nga inhale, exhale, practice na kag deep breathing, musunod din ang muscle relaxation and ma-practice nimo ang mindfulness or meditation. And that's the time na mahinahinay na ka, mo-enter na ka to fight against anxiety. So anxiety attacks are often fueled with negative or catastrophic thinking patterns bitaw, guys. And sometimes challenge these thoughts pa by asking yourself if there is evidence to support them, and if there are alternatives, more balance or perspective. So sometimes as we feel anxiety, there is a negative thoughts, and these negative thoughts tries to deteriorate your whole body, your mental condition, and even challenge you. So the moment the negative thoughts tries to challenge you, why don't you challenge them back? So can you know devastating kaning negative thoughts, guys. These are the reasons ganong daghan kayo tag mga gustong buhaton pero dili na nato kayang mabuhat. Kitungod na ani sila natay mahuna-hunaan sa tong mind. And then what na? Nawala na tong confidence. Nawala na ang ato ang determination. Wala na, na-dry na din ta. So, ang tendency is maglisod na ta. No? Maglisod na kita. And lastly, if sahay mo feel na natong anxiety attacks, the best thing to aid this one, guys, is to seek professional help. And this is the number one po nga. Isa sa kong recommend bito. Pag naglisod ganita o handle sa tong anxiety attacks to the point nga it disturbs us and it hurts us and it deteriorates our health and even our mental condition, why don't we try to seek help for professionals who are better on aiding and helping us with these kind of problems. And mo ni mga butang nga dilita ang ay mahadlok. Okay, mga importante ni siya bito. So if you're struggling to manage anxiety bito, especially anxiety attacks on your own, consider seeking support from a mental health professional. Therapy such as cognitive behavioral therapy or they can teach you coping skills and strategies to better manage your anxiety. So in some cases, if worse na jud kayo imong anxiety, no? Anxiety attacks or panic attacks, there is a medication maybe prescribed to help manage your anxiety symptoms, particularly if they are severe or interfering with your daily functioning na. So mas maayong talk to your doctor or a psychiatrist about whether medication might be a helpful option for you or therapy ba. Okay, at least ma-assess bito nila if unsa na sanay level sa imong anxiety and at least aware po ka sa imong self. Now, always remember that what works best for managing anxiety attacks can vary from person to person. And dili kay morning iyang proseso nga gibuhat mo po imong buhaton tanan niya mag-expect ka nga maayo diretso. So it is still sakto ang giingon nga it varies from person to person. That you need to try every single thing that makes you comfortable and helps you to fight anxiety. Because that's what I did. Honestly. So, kaning mga process nga kong giingon, isa ra ni siya sa mga techniques. But when it comes on application within myself, it depends on the routine I needed, the timing, and as well as on what makes me comfortable. So, especially inga na guys nga, lahi-lahi man tag coping styles, no? So ako is every time nga kulbaan ko ang ako ang kato normal na to sa ko ang mag-practice ko breathing technique. And number one dyan ako is to lie low sa from social media for a while, and then I go for a jogging, especially pag mag-anxiety attack sa ko, kulbaan ko gayo sahay kay magpalayo ko from the crowd, and I let myself alone, isolating myself sa, and then thinking about the things, how to fight and manage my attacks, those kind of anxiety attacks. Dili siya lalim. Dili siya lalim. Kay mo hamagong mind ang imong kalaban ani. And the moment imong kaugalingon imong kalaban, you don't know what to do. Okay, nag-base man ka sa kung unsar po imong kaya buhaton. And especially you are challenged by these negative thoughts. So the tendency is madala jud ka ma-persuade, ma-conform kung unsay best feeling nga ma-feel nimo inferior kay ka. And wana, lamuno na dayon ka, it overwhelms you. So the best thing before the anxiety overwhelms you and kaunon bitaw ka on the negative thoughts, unhi na daan, make it as your best friend and live with it. Kaya usahay mangod, dili siya ma-full treated ang inganing cases. It will live with you all over sa mohang life, all throughout your life. So that the best thing is to, you know, at least how to handle it. Ito. At least you are aware how to hold and grasp those and control. Have a control. Okay, mas maayo dyan na. So it may take some trial and error to find some strategies that work best for you, no? And it is important to be patient with yourself and to seek support when needed. So kung kinanglan ninyo tabang, ayaw dyan mo pagduha-duha. Pangayaw mo tabang sa inyong close na friends, close nga mga amigo, amiga, and even you can talk to professionals. thinking about what's the best for you to aid this kind of problem. Kinaadyo yung mga problema, guys, nga even though we try to isolate ourselves and find the solution, nga kita-kita ra. Often or not, most likely, we fail to solve it to ourselves. So that's the best thing to do is to ask for some advice and maybe try to open up. And lastly, I just want to say, so if you are having this kind of anxiety attack, you know, shortness of breathing, there is one thing yun nga, solution on this kind of problem. And that is, you need to talk. And yes, guys, need ni mo ka istorya. Especially if this anxiety attacks is strong. You need someone nga good listener sa imuhang life. Nga pwede ni mo ma-talk out ang imong na-feel, ang imuhang gisuna-una, ang imuhang gi-overthink, kung unsa imuhang gibatian ang moment. Need ni mo na i-istorya. Kay the more ni mo i-suppress na ang feeling, the more ni mo iluom, the more ni mo i-gatekeep. So pa man na, i-secret ng mga ingana nga feeling, the more the anxiety will grow within you. Kaya ikaw rin may nakahuna-una. So the more ka open to other people, and especially to people that you trusted, maka-feel ka relief ba? At least, madunggan mo ang ilahang reactions, opinions, ma-open ang imuhang mind on what's the best thing to do. And that's the best gift that the human beings was provided. No? Ang power nga maminaw ug maka-feel sa gibati sa kapwa nga human being. And that's the purpose nga nung kaya nato mag-communicate. So, make use of that opportunity. Talk to the people you trusted about imuhang gibati, imuhang na-feel. So, the moment nga maka-feel kag anxiety, mas maayo if express na nimo sa tao nga importante sa imo. Love. For example, mayroon kasi mga partner, love. Naka-feel kag anxiety attacks. How do I cope with this? Love, I need comfort. Para masabtan si mga tao na nasa mong palibot. And at least at some point, they can help you. They can understand you. So in any number of situations, anxiety will always trigger. For many people, already a stressful life situation may boil over an anxiety. So, daghay trigger ang anxiety. So you need to have this self-care. Might feel out of control bito sometimes. And it is very important to seek for treatment for anxiety. Not just for yourself, but try to ask if needed ba nimo ka tong medication, therapy. And guys, promise, in this generation, dawat na nato ang different mental conditions nga. Tinuod jud, let's try to open up our mind nga. Ang ingani ng mga problema is normal and must be accepted. And dili siya dapat i-discriminate. So if naamoy mga kailang nag-suffer o anxiety attacks and they said nga, wala lang nagka-anxiety attacks ko, never ever underestimate the anxiety attacks. So better talk to them, try to connect with them, and try to think what's the best thing they can do for themselves. So guide them. Kung need nila therapist, that's the good thing. If need nila og psychiatrist, need nila someone to talk to, they can go for guidance counselor. Or if they want to have a best friend that is good listener, be that good best friend nga listener. Kay in this time sa generation nato karon, wala ta kabalo kung ang tao ga suffer ba og anxiety. Dili na nato na makita in the public. Kay usahay, they tried to keep it within themselves. Pero and rampant cases dyan siya sa atong generation karon. So I hope nakasabot mo. And I know kanang kung katong kinsa may mga listeners na to diha nga nagsuffer og anxiety attacks. I know it's not that easy, yun. Na feel good na mo kay I've been there. And the moment I cope it up, I find ways. Although wala ko kakita og treatment nga 100% mawala ang anxiety, but I find ways on how to address every time mo trigger siya. So I just want you to find ways on how to address your anxiety attacks when every time ma-attack siya sa imo, ha? And that's the best thing to do. Please, please, paningkamot kung unsay maayo sa imo ang kaugalingon. Ayaw pagpa-overwhelm sa anxiety. And get out of that dark room. Na usahay mo consume sa ato, wag mo deteriorate sa atong feelings and sa atong mga ideas. I hope na kayo may natunan guys, no? In this episode. Kay anxiety attacks is very, very rampant in this generation. And I really want to help how to address this, how to avoid this, how to at least prevent or maybe guide people on how to find their ways on going out in this kind of situation. And I think that's all. God bless your heart.